The Normal Town Council last night approved a proclamation recognizing June as LGBTQIA+ Community and Pride Month. The city of Bloomington plans to do the same next Monday night. While it might seem like routine business, activists say it's an important sign of progress. And as GLT correspondent Colleen Reynolds reports, advocates at kickoff over the weekend are concerned they're losing important ground made in their civil rights battle.
Isaac Hollis strutted his way up the steps of the McLean County Museum of History in 4-inch patent leather thigh-high boots.
Before I get started, can everybody give me their best? Yes!
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 But Hollis's sassy mood quickly turned. The Illinois State University homecoming king, president of the Black Student Union, and winner of the Stonewall Student Award, read the names of transgender women who've been killed since 2013, a year he says marked the beginning of an increase in the number of incidents of violence and death among those who are transgender, particularly Black women. He said, "Pride doesn't have to be about marches and rallies. It can simply be about everyone, including allies, saying something when they hear or see something that's hurtful."
Even if you're not sexist, racist, homophobic, transphobic, not doing or saying anything contributes to that problem.
June is Pride Month, and this year it also marks the 50th anniversary of the historic Stonewall riots that began June 28, 1969. The riots are seen as the official start of the gay rights movement. They were sparked by a police raid and rough treatment of gay patrons and employees at the mafia-run Stonewall Inn in Greenwich Village in New York City. Local activist Dave Bentland says a lot has changed since then, but more changes are needed, and that's why Pride Month is important.
To celebrate our authentic lives, to cherish our history, to remember our tragedies, and to draw attention to the inequality that still faces many in our community.
Brittany Clinard, a transgender woman who is also a 12-year military veteran, started BN Trans Community. She chided President Trump for kicking off Pride Month by congratulating LGBT contributions just 1 month after his administration effectively banned transgender people from the military. She said the ban has eliminated benefits such as housing and education for those who've been thrown out of the armed services because they're gay or transgender.
For those of us who live on the streets because our families don't accept us, because our jobs won't take us, we go to get housing, and now the Department of Housing and Urban Development is trying to make it so that shelters don't need to take us in. They can turn us away. That is wrong. That is a basic necessity in life. It's to have a shelter over your head, and we deserve it.
Leonard is referencing a rule change that could take effect in September that would roll back an Obama administration protection that required single-sex or sex-segregated shelters to admit people based on their gender self-identification. Bentland sees a trend toward hard-fought victories such as marriage equality coming under attack.
At times, it appears there are forces that would like nothing more than to roll back the court decisions and laws that have provided us a modicum of equality.
Despite what activists see as setbacks on the federal level and in some states, they also see a bright spot in Illinois under Governor J.B. Pritzker. Emma Todd, who's worked for Democratic candidates across the country, says Illinois advocates have had substantial wins in recent years.
We've gone on to ban conversion therapy, to make it easier for trans people to update our birth certificates. And just in this last session, there was a bill that passed that'll make it easier for non-binary people to update their driver's licenses to non-binary designation, and also that will teach people about LGBTQ history in school.
Joel Studebaker, an unsuccessful candidate for Normal Town Council and political activist, said despite his recent loss and living in a household that boycotted companies which supported gay rights, he's had many wins in his life and he's ready to help others achieve the same.
It does not matter if I feel liberated, so long as anybody else in this country for any reason does not feel liberated. And so this isn't just about the pride of being okay with who I am. I also need to have the pride of knowing that I am doing everything I can for other people, and that's what pride is to me.
Recently elected Bloomington City Council member Julie Immig took the microphone and twirled while showing off a t-shirt touting her high school alma mater, a place where she did not feel welcome as a lesbian. Today, she says, that's definitely not the case.
I have felt embraced, supported, and honored in this community. My child, Charlotte, is 4, and she is friends with everybody. If I haven't met them yet, she has. Bloomington Normal is an amazing place, and we're only going to make it stronger by coming together.
Even if Immig and others feel welcome in Bloomington Normal, Pastor Kent King Nobles of First United Methodist Church in Normal acknowledged that it hasn't always been that way, especially in certain Christian churches.
Unfortunately, we Christians have too often believed a lie, and we have passed on that lie, that there is something wrong with you and the way that you are created. We have told you that God does not love you, and that's perhaps the worst and most hurtful lie of all. And it's not true. I want you to know that when we passed on this lie, we were not following the teachings or the example of Jesus Christ. So we must repent and look deep within ourselves and return to the true way of love.
David Bentland acknowledged King Nobles and his wife Kathy have been advocates. They've proudly displayed a rainbow-flavored welcome sign outside their church, and they've offered the church to host meetings of the Prairie Pride Coalition and other LGBTQI organizations. While acknowledging not all are so welcoming, Bentland closed his remarks saying there is reason to be hopeful.
Do not get discouraged. As openly gay novelist James Baldwin wrote, not everything that is faced can be changed, but nothing can be changed until it is faced.
The group marched just one block north to the Bistro nightclub, acknowledged as the Stonewall Inn of Bloomington. The line streamed in quietly and waited for Pastor Kara McMorris of Hope Church to give the blessing.
This is holy ground. This is a place where all know that they are loved, and not just accepted, but affirmed.
Dianca Deidre Drayton, 32 years old. Simone Adrian Carrillo Fernandez, 31 years old.
Others began reading the list of 49 people shot and killed at the Pulse nightclub in Orlando, Florida. The women wore buttons that read, "Free Mom Hugs." They're from a new chapter in Illinois of moms ready to give support to those who've not felt it from their own families. I'm Colleen Reynolds.
There'll be a panel discussion on the LGBTQ community in Bloomington Normal on the anniversary of the Stonewall Riots. It's 5:30 Friday evening, June 28th, at the McLean County Museum of History.